see what freedom is all about. I've been thinking to myself out loud. I gotta get out of this cage somehow. I'm coming on up to Tennessee lands. The air is thick with hope and rhyme. See the devil on the side of that road. I close my eyes and keep going. Well, they say a hard living makes you stronger, but I wonder, could they be wrong? Up from New Orleans, hauling 40 nights and 40 days. Hasn't seen his wife and kids in that long. But you do what you gotta do to get on. Said he was coming on up to Tennessee lines, rolling over his with the sun in his eyes. Saw the devil on the side of that road. He hit the gas and kept going.
Your song Tennessee Lines.
Tennessee Lines is another song off of the new record. That started with a songwriting trip down to Nashville, Tennessee. I went down there for the first time in 2018 to try to write some songs and gain some inspiration. And I was there and I kept getting stood up for meetings and songwriting sessions with other people. And I realized that for all its music glory, Nashville is a place like any other where people are grinding the pavement to make ends meet. So I started the song down there, and then I brought it back home here to Winnipeg. And as I started to do for this album, took it into a writing session with a few other songwriters here in Winnipeg. That specific song was written with Jaylene Johnson and Chris Burke Gaffney, two wonderful, wonderful songwriters that have helped me immensely over my career. And so the three of us finished that song, and then I brought it to the studio and recorded it with Murray Pulver, and it made its way onto this record.
And Murray is a Juno Award-winning producer. What was it like working with him?
Oh, Murray's just fantastic. For anybody that's met him, you just describe him as a big teddy bear. So he is a remarkably well-versed, well-experienced, and yeah, just a wonderful, wonderful musician, a wonderful person. So he's won countless of Juno Awards, WCMA Awards. He's been in big bands. He's toured around a ton. So for me, this was my first real experience going into the studio working with another producer, and especially someone of his caliber and experience level. So I was nervous. I was just this kid coming in with a couple songs and an acoustic guitar. And so I was incredibly nervous to go in and share my ideas and to have him think that they're stupid or the songs are bad or basically that he would realize that I don't know anything. And so I kind of approached it. I went in with a bit of hesitation and a bit of nervousness. And then I realized very early on that Murray also was, I guess, a little nervous in his own right. And in terms of he's working with me for the first time. And I realized through that he views us as being on the same level and on the same plane. So just a remarkably humble guy, but then at the same time, just the ideas that he brings to the table and how he shapes the songs from the arrangement and the production, but also just the, I guess, helping shape the song and the structure of the song, of how to change chords and the chord progression when necessary, where to put a bridge, is just a few things that he brought to the table. So it opened my eyes to just some of the possibilities of my own music and how my own songs can sound. And it was a really, really special experience, and I look forward to working with him again.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Well, those are all a very minor part of what I do. So I'm mostly in my element when I'm sitting in a coffee shop with my laptop open, sending 20 emails to venues in Toronto, and maybe one person gets back to me. It's funny. I know a number of musicians that have done this, but as an independent artist who's self-booking and self-representing, and in a lot of cases self-promoting, you have to give the sense of validation, and people tend to find validation in someone if they themselves are not the one making that decision. So if you have representation, so if there's somebody on your team working as a booking agent that's vouching on your behalf, promoters and venues tend to look more favorably upon you, or at least I've found respond to your emails a lot quicker, if at all. So I've done this thing over the years where you pretend, you essentially make up a booking agent, and you email people pretending to be someone else. And it's amazing. I email people from my personal account and try to get a hold of them for 2 years, sending follow-ups every few months, and nothing, not even a word. And then you send somebody an email pretending to be a booking agent representing Noah Dirksen. And then I get a response within 24 hours, and the person says, "Love Noah, would love to have him. Let's make it happen."
Wow. Well, that's a good tip.
Yeah. So yeah, as far as in my element, that's a bit of a joke, but I mean the performance and the actual music playing, that's why you do it. I was talking to Dave Landreth about why you do music. There are three elements of it. If it's creating, so it's the songwriting process, or it's the performing of it live, or it's recording. Those are the three elements to actually playing music and making music. And those account for such a small percentage of what fills your time. But also keeping in mind that's the most important, and that's quite frankly enjoyable. Those are the enjoyable parts of it. Everything else isn't enjoyable in a different way, but are also necessary components to being an independent musician in this day and age.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming weeks?
Planning. A lot of what I just said, sitting down and emailing. I had I had a tour scheduled in early April down the east coast of the states through Boston, Philadelphia, New York, and Washington, D.C. But that, like everybody else's tour and any public event in this specific time period has been canceled. So now it's just going forward and planning for the future. So for the next couple of weeks, I'll be home in Winnipeg, which is a pretty rare thing for me to be in one place for more than 2 weeks at a time. So I'm looking forward to getting more acquainted with the community back home and planning for the future. I have tours and festival dates in Canada for July and in the States in August, and then back on the road more so in the fall, touring in the Midwest and the Northeast of the States and in Canada as well.
Where can we find you on the interwebs to keep track of these dates and any new releases?
Yeah, I am on the interweb. I'm on social media, Noah Derksen, noahderksen.com, and that's spelled D-E-R-K-S-E-N. I have a mailing list, which you can sign up for, which is also linked through on my website. And you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, and SoundCloud, of all places, Bandcamp as well, all that fun stuff.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Lonely in America. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, Lonely in America is another song off of the record, America Dreaming. And I wrote that while on a trip to New York City in the fall of 2018. And I realized that New York is a very, very big place. And for someone like me, kid from the Canadian prairies, I have absolutely no friends in the city. And so I felt pretty lonely. And my productivity for the time that I was there, I wrote about five different songs, and each and every one of them was called Lonely in America. This is the one that stuck.
It's a great song. Noah, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
One, two. I took a trip down to New York City to find me a girl who's looking oh so pretty. Instead, I was blinded by neon signs and buildings interrupting the sky. So there I sat on a subway train. It took me there, I thought it'd take me back again. I see a man who's looking oh so blue. I said, hey man, what's the matter with you? Oh, it's lonely in America, that's what he said to me. I've been looking for salvation, but that ain't free. Oh, it's lonely in America, and that's the way it's always been. Sometimes the lonely gets to me. Well, I listened to him for 20 minutes, and I could not think him of rags and riches. But then came time for the end of the line. As he went left, I went it across a parking lot. It's a shortcut to save me a couple of blocks. There's a woman sitting down with her head in her hands. I asked to make me understand how it's lonely in America. That's what she said to me. Oh, I've been looking for salvation, but that ain't free. Oh, it's lonely in America, and that's the way it's always been. Sometimes the lonely gets to me. Southern bound, it's moving south, and now it's turned back. home with the setting sun. If you're looking for salvation, man, that ain't free. Oh, God, it's lonely in America, and that's the way you always.